According to Luke,
Lord, to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, make friends for yourselves through your use of this world's goods, so that when they fail you, a lasting reception will be yours. If you can trust a man in the little things, you can also trust him in greater. While anyone unjust in a slight manner is also unjust in greater. If you cannot be trusted with an elusive wealth, who will trust you with lasting? And if you have not been trusted worthwhile with somebody else's money, who will give you what is your own? No servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or be attentive to the one and despise the other. You cannot give yourself to God and money. The Pharisees, who were avaricious men, heard all this and began to deride him. And he said to them, you justify yourselves in the eyes of men, but God reads your hearts. What man thinks is important, God holds in contempt. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So the first thing is I'm really glad and happy that Mr. Kunz read the first reading. I would have been stuck on every one of these names. So this is great. Well, the other thing is, Jesus is given us the great blessing of being Catholic. That this is the greatest gift that God has given to the world, is the Catholic faith. This is the faith that Adam had before the fall. Adam had the universal life. And we now have the Catholic life, the universal life. Adam knew everything that we're being taught. Adam knew the dogma and doctrine of our faith. Okay? Adam knew humanitita. He knew that we have to be open to life. Life is God. And to be open to God is so great and important thing. And when people choose not to be open to God, God can't give them any more. See, the gift of the divine will is everything. And what I've seen is those who have a contraceptive mentality can't embrace the divine will. They might like it, but it's not their gift. You have to be open to life. You have to be open to God. And as we enter into this life of the divine will, he fills us with more and more. Again, it's very, very clear. If you can't be faithful in the little things, he can't give you greater things. So the little things that we have is to be Catholic, make sure that we live a Catholic life. This is so important for God to see. Adam was disobedient. Adam was unfaithful to that universal life. And if we are disobedient, unfaithful to the Catholic life, to the universal life, we can't have the divine will. It's impossible. So the Lord is asking us to be faithful to what the church says, to what the church teaches. And when we're faithful and obedient to that, then he wants to give us more. So he says very clearly, no servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or be attentive to the one and despise the other. You cannot give yourself to God and money. So a lot of people have thought that to be happy on earth is to have everything that you want. Again, money is the root, the love of money is the root of all evil. You can have money. It doesn't mean you have to be a pauper. But who has given you this finance? It's Jesus himself. It's a gift that God has given you. And the reason, as the Holy Father says, why he gives us an income is because he wants us to help those around us. Again, it's very, very clear that what the Holy Father says, that we're spending way, way too much money on cosmetics, he says. More money than on nuclear weapons. We're spending way, way too much money on animal food rather than baby food. Animals are more important to our generation than ever before, to the point where animals rule the house. If you if you look at Garbandal, if you look at Medjugorje, if you look at Fatima, if you look at Lourdes, animals were there basically to keep the house warm. They lived in the basement of the houses. Even in Corrado, you see that all the basements, all the first floors, were farm, where four farm animals lived, the cows and the chickens and the goats and the pigs. And it heated the house during the winter. So it's almost like Bethlehem. The animals were there to keep the baby Jesus warm, but not to be our best friends. And again, that's what the Holy Father says. Look what you're doing. You know, you're making animals more important than babies. And again, we've got to that point where you can kill a baby, but don't you dare mistreat an animal. Everything's upside down. Everything's backwards. So Jesus is saying, you know, who is your master? Is it money? Is it power? Is it prestige? Is it your... I mean, most of my friends that have animals, the animals rule the house. You know, they're at their beck and call of their dog or their cat. And that's not how we're supposed to live. We're supposed to live giving all glory, all honor, all praise to God. He is our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King. He is the one we genuflect to. He is the one we bow to. And Jesus says that he wants us to make sure that the priority that we have is Jesus. So we look at Mother Teresa. What did she do? She spent 5 hours in front of the Blessed Sacrament every day, and then 5 hours on the street. She had everything in proper order to love her Lord and God with all her might, all her heart, all her strength, all her soul, and to love our neighbor as she loves herself. So this is what we have to get back to. We have to get back to the Catholic life. We have to get rid of things that we love on earth in order to begin to love the things of heaven. So what the Lord is going to do, I mean, he's going to shake the earth like we heard, but he's also going to take all finances away. He has to. He has to make sure that we have nothing but him. And since most people put God on the back burner, he's going to force us to our knees to recognize him. So when the finances collapse, again, for us, there's nothing to worry about. God, again, Luisa did not eat, drink, or sleep for 64 years. When this happens, God will provide the food. He will. There's no question. God will provide the protection of the souls that are close to him. And you look at a lamb will stay close to its master, but if a lamb walks far away, he's going to be ripped apart by wolves. The closer we stay to Jesus, to be one with him, like the shepherd, he will feed us, he will take care of us, he will make sure that we don't have any harm come to us. In a similar way, the same thing about what's coming. What's coming is going to be, I think, awful. That's just the easiest way to put it. And it's not to be afraid of that. I'm not saying this so that you become afraid. It's God has to wake up the world. The world is very far from God. And we know what Our Lady said at Fatima, most people go to hell because of sins of the flesh. Today, sins of the flesh are constant. Our job is to live the life of purity, live the life of Jesus, live the life of Mary. And then, as Our Lady said, this purity, which is the divine will, that's how they lived, will the children of America will bring purity to the world. Our job, living in the divine will, reading, studying, and putting this into practice, really eliminating the things that are around us of the world, the flesh, and the devil, to live fully that life of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, this is going to bring about the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. As we make ourselves to Luisa, as we begin to pray the way Jesus taught Luisa with the rounds, that's what we're going to do after Mass with the anointing of the with holy oil. This is not a sacrament of anointing. This is just a blessing with holy oil. What we want is we want to give our prayer to Jesus and ask Him to make it His command, so that everything that we pray for, Jesus commands. You know, this is again extremely important that we begin to understand we're not commanding. We're saying to Jesus, "I give you my prayer," as Peter on the water said, "You tell me, you command me to come to you," and he walked on the water. We say the same thing, Lord. Here is my prayer. Make it your command. Holy Mass, everybody that we're praying for, we say to the Lord, take this prayer and make it your command. See, the amount of miracles that are going to happen through Louisa are going to astonish the world. And yet, Jesus is asking us to pray the way He prayed. Jesus commanded. And so we take our prayer and we give it to Jesus and Mary, and we say, make it your command. Let it be done to me as you say. Not my will, but your will be done. Fiat voluntas tua. We want to live that life that God breathed into Louisa to begin again where Adam left off. Not to live a human, but to live a preternatural life of integrity, impassibility, immutability, and immortality. To begin to enter into this life of God, this abundant life of God. So don't limit God. Don't say, well, He's not going to do this. No. Jesus says, pray, believe that you will receive it, and it is yours. The command that Adam had was the royalty of a son of God. When Adam lost that command, he became less than a slave. Our God has now redeemed us, or that He co-redeemed with Christ. They have found the newborn, Louisa. They have given Louisa everything that Adam lost to begin again. Right where Adam left off, but now even having more than what Adam had. Adam did not have Jesus as the Son of God, as the new Adam. Adam did not have Mary as the new Eve. We now have that, which is far beyond what Adam had and Eve had from the beginning. So God has reclaimed us, He has redeemed us, and now He's bringing us back to where we were before the fall. This is going to make the devil be furious. He's going to go into the pit of hell with his tail between his legs, because every lie, every seduction, every tragedy, every horror that he brought upon earth cannot compare to the love and mercy of our God, cannot compare to the divine will that God's giving back to mankind. So we have a great job, an important job, and that is to begin to live this life. So at Holy Communion, when we receive Holy Communion, we're going to be silent, but we're going to be praying for everyone that the Lord have His way with us, that the Lord take our prayer and make it His command, so that the kingdom, most of all, will become on earth as it is in heaven. So let us pray. Please stand. We present.